Franklin, everybody.
Welcome, welcome, Kurt.
What's going on, family, man? I love y'all, man.
We love you, man.
Good morning.
We're doing good, man.
Man, I love y'all. I'm telling you, man. Man, I'm serious. Thank all of y'all, man. All of y'all on this phone with me right now, man. Y'all been friends to me for a long time. All of y'all, Tommy, all of y'all. And I just can't thank y'all enough for all that y'all have done for me.
Hey, man, look, you've always had a great spirit. Just a great spirit, man. You're a humble cat. You really get it. You know where your blessings come from. You don't ever forget it. And you just, you're deserving of what's happening, even though I know people like me and you, we know we ain't deserving.
Yeah.
You know.
Yes, sir.
To be deserving and think you ain't deserving, but then really be deserving. I don't know how that sound to y'all, but that's really what I feel like.
So. Yeah. And you know it, man, and you can see around you, man, you know, the teamwork make the dream work, and you know what I'm saying? Wow. You got incredible people around you. I mean, I've met, you know, your people and the people sitting with you right now on air, mm-hmm. and me and myself, man, and it's like I'm just, you know, just really grateful, man, that, you know, this tour and y'all helping me support it, man, and, you know, watching you on TV, man. I'm in the gym yesterday watching you swing your, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
them little balls.
Yeah, that we yeah. he didn't. You didn't
them poi balls.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
You know,
there you go.
Say something, man. Yeah. I just told the dude, you slide over there. Don't hit me with your balls.
I know.
You just slide crazy. Over there. You can't hit me with your balls. Just know that.
So you know, you said it the first.
Hey, Kirk, listen to me, man. The King's Men concert tour. This is a major gospel tour out there, y'all. It features my man right here, Kirk Franklin, Marvin Sapp, Donnie McClurkin, and Israel Houghton. They are on tour. Okay, Kirk, the tour kicks off where?
It kicks off in Phoenix, Arizona. Phoenix, Arizona, man. September 16th. September 16th in Phoenix. We're excited, man. We've been in rehearsals all night. I just got about 2 hours of sleep. I woke up to do the interview, man. Y'all are going to see an event. The production on this, Steve, is going to be crazy. I'm telling you, every city, you're not going to see production like this. Like when you go to an Usher concert, you're not going to see Usher singing with the people that are on tour with him. You're not going to see somebody collaborating, because most people that do tours, they don't join the people that are on the tour
right.
with him.
Yeah.
The four of us are doing collaborations, man, and the visuals, the videos, and just the duets, man. It's like you're going to see, like, you know, Marvin and Donnie doing Imagine Me with like, acoustic guitar with, like, video screens behind it. You know, yes. man, it's I'm telling you,
wow.
the production on this is going to be worth your money, your time, and I'm excited. This is the biggest one in history, Steve.
You know what? I've been hearing a lot, because stuff has been getting back to me about the rehearsals and what's going on. I think what people got to get ready for is this isn't your typical concert that you go to. This is something very, very different. This is a gospel event. It's like the Kings of Comedy. It wasn't just a comedy show. We turned it to an event. The Kings is coming. I'm telling you, these are four of the top male gospel artists today.
Mm-hmm.
Top selling, mm-hmm. top recording, skill set. Now, there's some great singers out there, and we're not saying
man.
That. But
yes,
I'm
sir.
Telling you, let me blow your horn for you, partner. When you talk about gospel music and Kings, these four dudes right here is it. Now, I've been getting word that this is going to be a different type of production. Like he said, it's going to be a lot of collaborations, a lot of videos, special effects, duets, singing, some surprises that you wouldn't know, some intertwining. Yeah. Because, see, even on the Kings, I didn't go out there where I said was performing. And Bernie ain't come out there when I was performing, and DL ain't walk out there while I said was performing. Mm-hmm. We ain't do that. We care about each other, but hey, hold up. This about me, partner.
Yeah.
Well, they done changed that, and this is going to be a gospel event.
Yeah, man. And we want people to know, man, that you, and when Steve said gospel, we're talking about just to inspire you, encourage you, man. Ain't nobody going to be coming beating you over the head. You ain't going to be getting beat down with no Bible and getting, you know, kicked all over the place, man. This is, you know, man, these songs are inspiring you, man. And we doing music. You ain't going to be coming out getting no lectures and ain't going to get no.
Yeah,
no,
this
no
ain't
sermons,
this.
Man. You're getting your jams. You know what I'm saying?
This ain't going to be a 2.5 hour announcement about you going to hell and how hot it is when you get there and what all going to happen and the gashing of the teeth. Got it. Got it. Just want to know how I could live today a little bit better.
Okay.
Till I get to heaven. Heaven cool, but you got to die to get there. Just want to know
yeah, you do.
What I can do while I'm alive there. Hey, Kirk, before we get out of here, man, we've been announcing this on the show. It's a sweepstakes for your tour, and it's now over, and we got our winner. The winner, Kirk's going to announce the name, a three-day, two-night trip to New York City and two tickets to the Kings concert and a special meet and greet. Who's the winner, Kirk?
Her name is Cynthia Williams from Florence, South Carolina.
Did you hear that? Cynthia Williams out of Florence, South Carolina. Girl, you going to New York, see the Kings.
Woo-hoo!
Marvin Sapp,
right.
Donnie McClurkin, Kirk Franklin, Israel Harden. That's the boy with the guitar with the glasses on.
Uh-huh. That's some good music. Mm-hmm.
That boy right there be playing, just in case y'all know, because you know, people like, Israel Trippett? No. Israel Harden, the boy with the guitar and the glasses on.
That's it.
He looked like Prince with a weight condition.
Thank you, Kirk. We love you. Steve Harvey Morning Show.